This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. The Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary has released its restoration blueprint. It's an ambitious plan that could mean some major changes for the sanctuary. Boundary changes, more protected areas, and in some cases, limiting access could all be in the future for the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary. One part of the plan that will probably get a lot of attention recommends limiting use by people of three popular reef areas: Carey's Fort in the Upper Keys, Sombrero in the Middle Keys, and Sand Key off Key West. Andy Bruckner is the sanctuary's research coordinator.
If there's too many people that go in there, they can cause either physical impacts or, you know, other sorts of impacts associated with their boats, associated with what they're doing in a particular area.
Clint Barris is on the Sanctuary Advisory Council. He represents the tourism industry, and he said the proposal should be considered.
The resource takes tremendous pressure, and there are certain key spots where a lot of operators go and work day in and day out, and on the same location. We're going to have to strike a balance between use and protection.
The public has until the end of January to weigh in on the plan. I'm Nancy Klingener in Marathon.